This is the second episode of Deck Pod Pomo, a series of podcast episodes during the month of December, and ideally 31 of them. And this is the second one. And okay, it's going to be all about my dog because I'm worried. I have serious reason to be worried about my dog, which I didn't have before. This morning my wife told me that she had a conversation with the dog minder while I was away in the UK, and the dog minder told her that for the last 3 months our dog has been barking incessantly, continuously, throughout the day up until about 10 o'clock at night, every single day that he has stayed with Mike, who's the wonderful dog minder. He's been going to Mike for, oh, let's say 6 or 7 years. And this is a recent development. Now, I did not know this was going on. The whole idea of our dog barking continuously throughout the day, distracting, disturbing Mike, who has a right to not be disturbed during the day, bothers me immensely. Also, I don't know why our dog would bark all the time and start to bark all the time. His sight is deteriorating, and let's just say that it has deteriorated to a point where he can't see very much, and that he's mainly guided by his sense of smell. Now, this has been discussed with the vet, and the vet has assured me that it's nothing particularly to worry about, and that provided a dog loses their sight slowly, that it's not a sign of anything terribly serious. Fair enough, it's very regrettable, but not serious. Does not require recourse to surgery or anything like that. So far, so good. Now, it's come up in me going on to artificial intelligence to have a conversation with DeepSeek about what could be the matter. A suggestion came up that dogs have dementia. Dogs get dementia. And he may be confused and not sure where he is and everything like that. I did not know, or I did not think about whether dogs got dementia or not. He cannot stay at home by himself because he does bark if he is left in the house entirely by himself. But he will not bark if there is one person, even if that one person is sleeping in the house. He's perfectly calm, no problem at all. The situation I find to be very serious, so serious that I have to think about perhaps it's the dog minder's place, which has now become such an irritant for him that he barks all day. I can't imagine this, but you know, it must be considered. What are the alternatives, which are not to send him out to a dog minder? Well, I don't think we could get a better dog minder than Mike. So that's it. Secondly, is it possible for me to have him come with me all day, every day? No, there will be times from time to time that I will have to go somewhere for 2, 3 or even half a day. During which I will need somebody else to look after him. I'm ruling our daughter out. She's totally busy with being at university, and she very, very occasionally might be able to look after him. My wife is away from home, working on a number of occasions. So there are plenty of occasions, really, when it's just me and Louis. And that is what is bugging me, on my mind, perplexing me, and worrying me, even to the extent that I first thing I thought about is, well, the best way to stop him barking is to put a muzzle on him. I've never thought of doing that before. And I suppose if, you know, if there was an emergency, he's never had a muzzle. So I truly haven't a clue what's going to happen. If you have any advice for me, very pleased to hear it. Meanwhile, I'm a troubled man. Back to the studio.